Jack, can you tell us a little bit about the roof, wall, fence, canopy, vertical concept that you've written about?
The latest best known example was developed at Columbia University in Manhattan, New York, not an agricultural school at all. Faculty and students have been developing the skyscraper greenhouse. It goes up 70 feet in the air. Maybe it's 70 stories, so it's a good deal more than 70 feet. And it recycles all of its own water. It produces all of its own heat using solar and so forth, and produces crops from fish to vegetables and so forth. On 1 acre, they can produce enough food for 10,000 people. So that's the one that is the best known. At a simple level, consider a supermarket. Supermarkets tend to have be extended, and they have a flat roof in most cases. So if you grow a crop on the roof of a supermarket, cold climate, the heat comes up from the freezers and the coolers, so you don't have a problem with heating it. You got the greenhouse up there. The waste, about a third of all of the organic products that they sell in the supermarket become waste, 25% to 40%. So you take it up on the roof and compost it, and that's what you're using as a growth medium. So then you put a sign out in front: our fresh vegetables have been harvested within 2 hours of your purchasing them. It's so totally obvious. Well, you do the same with a school, a government office building. You produce food on the roof. Do we know how to do that? Yes, we use hydroponics. If the roof isn't very strong, we use soil if it is a strong roof, but not a lot of soil. So the methods of food production on a roof are very well established. The economics of it are just so obvious that if you have a restaurant, you produce on the roof. That's being done in Manhattan. There's a restaurateur in Delhi, and they're now producing food on about the roofs of about 4 different buildings. They harvest in the morning and serve it to you at lunch. So that's, the roof thing is simple. The wall is a little bit more complicated, but not very much. What you're doing is you're growing vines, or you're having window boxes covering the entire walls that face south, east, and west. You're not doing much on the north slope. And that has a tremendous benefit to the building in terms of the internal heating and cooling of the building. And you have all of that surface with the sunlight reflecting off of it, so that your crops grow very rapidly. It requires more design than doing the roof. Now, the others that have greater relevance are fence. Fence and trellis are pretty much different terms for the same thing. So every playground in the world has a fence around it. There's absolutely no reason why every one of those fences shouldn't be growing food. Zucchinis, tomatoes, all those climbing things. If there are poor people in the neighborhood, they're going to help themselves, and that's fine. You're contributing to health, and the children are going to learn how to do it. The intensive production is better known in some other countries than here. We're not seeing very much of it because with the Industrial Revolution, we switched to large-scale, big tractors, none of which in the long run give us benefit.